Right now on VFN TV, Israel is surrounded. People are in the streets pulling knives and hatchets, meat cleavers, and attacking the people of Israel while America promotes this thing, America leadership promotes this thing, and the church is silent. Is there a people today, right now, on VFN TV?
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. For quite some time, we've been talking about the progression of how things are basically being organized in the Middle East, and Israel's being surrounded on every side. We talked about what happened with the Democratic National Convention, how they are saying they wanted to remove Jerusalem as the capital. Our president saying the Middle East need to be organized, how the United Arab League, 22 Muslim nations, I believe, was turned over to the leadership of Putin. Putin's coming in to Syria. Basically, he'll be the leader of Syria, it looks like, which borders on the top of northern borders of Israel. And at the same time, all these things are going on. Now they're beginning to attack the citizens of Israel. They're coming out with knives. They're coming out with meat cleavers. They're running over the Jews with cars and guns. And how silent is our president? How silent is the church? You know, this is a time for us to rise up as the church and say we cannot be silent about what's taking place. As a matter of fact, this is definitely parental guidance suggested, because you're going to see firsthand what's taking place in Israel. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now from CBN.
Israel's cabinet met today in an emergency session to decide what to do about the recent wave of Palestinian terrorism. But Israel is also facing another type of war, a propaganda war. John Jessup has that story from our CBN News Bureau in Washington.
That's right, Pat. Terrorists killed 3 Israelis and wounded 20 during Tuesday's Day of Rage. But Palestinian social media is making it look like the Israelis are the aggressors. Chris Mitchell brings us this report from Jerusalem. And be warned, some of the video you're about to see is graphic.
This is what a terror attack looks like, and what Israelis have been facing for weeks. This Palestinian man rammed his car into a bus stop. He got out and hacked 60-year-old Rabbi Krishevsky to death. He then began attacking 78-year-old Haviv Hamim with a meat cleaver. Finally, a nearby security guard stopped him.
Despite clear evidence and security camera footage of many of these attacks, Palestinian social media is accusing Israeli police of executing the attackers. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat is also calling on the International Criminal Court to investigate Israel.
A case in point, Israeli police confront this Palestinian woman brandishing a knife. When she refuses to surrender the knife, they shoot her in the legs. Yet this picture implies Israeli police shot her for no reason. This picture and others fail to show the attacks themselves, just the aftermath. Michael Widlansky, author of Battle for Our Minds, says disinformation is an old trick.
Mahmoud Abbas studied disinformation techniques when he was a student in the Soviet Union at the Patrice Lumumba University of the KGB. He studied this. And it is always to invent an atrocity story. You send out somebody to kill a Jew. He kills a Jew, or 3 Jews, or 5 Jews, and then he gets killed. And then you claim he was murdered by the Israeli police. It's a bunch of baloney.
What's driving many of these Palestinians to kill is they say they must protect the Al-Aqsa Mosque on the Temple Mount.
But one thing you should know about the Palestinian Arab leadership, they use the same formula every time. When they get into trouble, they say the Jews are coming to attack us. They're coming to attack the Temple Mount. That's what they did in 1921, 1922, 1929. What Arafat did in 2000, Mahmoud Abbas did the same thing this year. They even use the same term, Yihajimu al-Aqsa. They're attacking al-Aqsa.
In order to protect the al-Aqsa Mosque, this imam in Gaza calls on West Bank Palestinians to impose what he calls a curfew of stabbing to keep Israelis terrorized so they'll stay inside. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat says it's this kind of incitement that kills.
Those incitements are sending people to kill innocent people. We've just seen in the last few days children, high school children that are incited, that go and try and terrorize and kill policemen. They don't return home. They themselves get killed. The incitement kills on both sides.
Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
And Pat, as we've been reporting, many are concerned this might be a precursor to another intifada.
Well, it already is an intifada in a sense. But think of the Israelis. Think of you. If you're in downtown Chicago or New York, and every time you get on a bus, there's a danger that somebody sitting next to you will pull out a knife and stab you. I mean, it would be horrible, wouldn't it? And it means that you'd have to be armed, and then, of course, the police would try to take your gun away from you, your weapon, and leave you defenseless. And all those Israeli people don't want to go around with guns, nor do they want to have soldiers on every single bus or every single means of public transportation. But this is spontaneous in a sense, and it's going to be very hard for Israel to stand against it. But those of us who know and love the truth must stand with Israel on this one. They are lying about this situation, and we will not be deceived by those lies. But unfortunately, what Russ, Lindbergh, whatever his name is, Limbaugh calls the drive-by media. They don't pay attention to this stuff. They pick up little snippets. So we've got to be better than the drive-by media. We've got to know what's going on, and we do know, and we're going to stand with Israel in this one because this thing is incited by the Palestinians to, well, weaken and destroy.
Notice how the goal of those who are driven by darkness is they want to keep you in a place of terror. Notice they said that. They said, you know, we want to keep them afraid. You know, the only thing that we have to fear is fear itself. We have to stand in this day. This is a day to stand. And notice that is more solace than you can imagine taking place. And it's supposedly a nation filled with people who are Christians. You know, not to raise up in violence, not to raise up in religious fervor, but just to stand for Israel, to stand for what's right. And the media, most of the media is just telling a narrative that's totally contrary to what really is happening. They're just changing the story. You know, the world's being organized by luciferic acid. You know, we talked about that, and you got to go back and see that at VFNTV.com. On the torch about, you know, the rules for radicals, and it's the whole world's really being organized right now. You know, sustained militant efforts going on. Our president and John Kerry and others, Hillary Clinton, that was Secretary of State when she was there, they were organizing bringing these things to pass, it looks like, and here Israel's surrounded. They got nuclear agreement potentially in 10 years, they can have nuclear weapons in Iran. Like, what's going on? This is the same thing that's happened again and again over time. It happened in Nazi Germany. They began to focus on the Jews, target the Jews, close the Jews' business down, tell them they couldn't teach, tell them they couldn't go to school, couldn't do business. They gathered them up and pulled them out of their homes, put them in a place called like a ghetto. Then they brought them to camps and began to kill them, destroy them. Why? Because Satan hates God's folks. He hates the Jews. He hates Christians. And all those other aspects out there, you'll find out. Why in the world would you persecute 8 million people on the face of the earth? It's a small little country. Its widest point is 70 miles wide. This is why. Because the Jews are God's chosen people, and they're coming against God. They're not coming against, you know, a man. God's going to win this battle. But this is horrific what's taking place. We need to let God see us standing with Israel. You think about this. In the last days, he said, we're going to be brought to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and we'll be judged in what we did with the land of Israel. What are you doing? That's why VFN TV is so important. if all this other media, a lot of it, is skewed towards some sort of political thing or some sort of, you know, whatever thing, you need to stand with media that's going to stand with the truth and be the light. This is why it's so important to connect to VFN TV, to be the one that stands, to be a person that will stand. This is what just happened. Think about it. At the United Nations, when our president stood up and said we need a two-state solution, president of the Palestinian people was right there in the UN. And when they finished up, they went and raised the flag at the UN. You can see it right here as I'm talking, right behind me. That they went and raised the flag at the United Nations. What flag for who? Flag for the very one you just saw who was promoting going in and shedding blood of Jews in Jerusalem, making these false threats about, you know, what they were going to do with the Temple Mount. And Israel's not trying to take the Temple Mount. They could take the Temple Mount if they wanted to. They're not trying to do this. It's just all this disinformation and misinformation. It matters who you listen to. It matters where you get your news. And that's why we're here. That's why we stand here at VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That light is to be able to bring truth in to what's taking place. And you're seeing it right here. They're raising the flag of the group of people, the Palestinian people, who just went in there, ran over the people at the bus stop, came out with a meat cleaver, began to chop at several of the Jews, kill one, killing another, stabbing the soldier who was talking to them. You saw them pull him in, and all those different horrific acts of violence where they're calling from their mosques to go, and you see him raising an imam. That's like a preacher at a church. An imam is the leader of the mosque, and he's teaching them, you know, go use your knives and stab Jews and kill Jews. And it's like, we have to stand up for what's right. For whatever reason, our president is supporting people who think like this, who act like this, and even to the point of Iran getting potential weapons to it's just crazy what's going on. Listen, there is a cause to stand. That's what we're going to talk about on today's program. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, you know, this is tragic what's taking place, you know, and this has been a scheme. This has been a strategy that's been going on since, you know,
a long time.
A long time. We've been talking about it step by step. It's been happening. You know, the world is, there's men right now trying to, you know, organize and scheme against God. And they're actually being pretty effective in their own eyes about it, because they don't understand that any moment God is going to. You know, respond to what's going on for Israel. The question is, if America doesn't wake up, you know, we're optional. You know, we're optional in the context of that. And only a prideful man says, or a prideful nation says, they're irreplaceable. And if God allowed Israel to go to Babylonian captivity and raised up a servant called Nebuchadnezzar, I mean, think about this. I mean, while Zedekiah was the leader of Israel, you had Nebuchadnezzar just starting out in his brand new leadership role. And who would have ever thought that one day he would be over your kingdom?
Wow.
That he would be over everything, that you would serve him, that you would put his yoke, his bondage on you. And God would even say, from a true prophet, would say, okay, now you head on over there to Debbie's house, because you're going to be working for him for about 70 years. That's really happened. And if that happened to Israel, you know, if the Holocaust happened to Israel, and it did, we got to wake up. You cannot be friends with people who are the enemy of God. I mean, there's people who are not the enemy of God. They're not necessarily a believer yet.
Right.
They're not an enemy of God. They're not strategizing like they talk about in Acts chapter 4, and they say, why are people strategizing? Why do kings strategize? Schemes and plans. But there are people, we can't be naive. They're really doing this. These are amazing days. If you haven't yet, you know, listened to or watched the Children of the Light, Rules for Radicals that we have on the VFN. Because there's a dark thing that's being done, but that we need to have a light response to it. We got to be, like Dr. King says, we got to respond to it with Christian values, but we also have to be aware it's happening. It's taking place right now.
And the big question that I have, you know, and John and I have is, you know, is there not a cause yet?
Yeah.
Is this not a cause? There's 8 million people, John, in Israel. There's like 8 million people. There's 325 million in America. We're the third largest country in the world, known for being the friend of Israel. They have 8 million folks. They're surrounded on every side. We're cutting deals. Our leaders are cutting deals with their enemies. King of Russia, you know, the president of Russia is coming in and taking over Syria, which is on the northern borders of Israel. Mm. Our president is cutting deals, and all these other nations are cutting deals with Iran, who wants to annihilate and destroy. And you can see right there, plain as day, that the Palestinians' leaders want to destroy Israel too. That's who's actually instigating the religious leaders. The thing about Islam, it is a merger between religion and government. That's what a caliphate mm-hmm. is. And so we're in America, you could say, you know, you can be a leader and go to church.
Sure.
You know, and that you're not going to have a theocracy where all of a sudden, you know, any church, Christian church or any church, is over the nation.
Right.
Well, that's not so in Islam. You know, true, authentic, you know, Islam is where we had on our program, they talked about mm-hmm. it. And so the question is, we have freedom right now. We have freedom. And, you know, what are we doing with this freedom? When you think about it, what are we doing with this freedom that we have right now? And you think about it, that God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. He's looking for someone. His eyes are going to and fro over the face of the earth. And somebody says, well, God would just pick somebody. The biggest gift that God has given us is freedom, our free will. He's waiting for one of us or two of us or some of us to exercise our free will to say, you know, here I am, God, send me.
Yeah.
And that's not a contingency statement, like send me if, you know, send me if there's a salary package, send me if it's not to the Middle East, send me if it's not, if I get to keep my stuff and my things. And we get back from this break, you know, we're going to be talking about this specific thing. I think it's going to encourage you. And maybe you are one of those people. Think about it. Maybe you're one of those people. And it's going to really help you. You might not even know it, but once you hear what I've got to say, I really believe it's going to stir that person inside of you. Because when you look around at a nation that's hiding behind everything, terrified about what's going on, responding in no way to anything, Israel was just like that. But God found a man named David who did something, and he dealt with what the nation refused to deal with. You got to go see this movie. This movie is, the name of the movie is
Woodlawn.
Woodlawn. And it opens in theaters on the 15th and 16th, and you want to support it. You want to support it. The first time a movie shows, it's important to see it then. And think about this. Think about this. Even if you don't go and you're going to go 2 weeks later, buy a ticket in the first week and just give it to someone so they see ticket sales up. Because this movie reports are, John, that 20% of people are standing up in the theater so moved by this true story of what happened with Coach Bear Bryant and what mm-hmm. happened with racial division and how God's word began to bring unity mm-hmm. at the cross. I mean, I just can't wait for this release. But take a look now at this trailer. You got to go get your tickets today.
Jesus says to love our enemies. We have to love those that oppose us. If you only love those that love you back, what kind of love is that?
There's something special about you. I can see it. You have a gift, and you have to decide what you want to do with it.
I can't. I mean, I play for a team that doesn't even want me. Anybody like me?
I'd like to have a meeting with your football team. I've seen things all over the country.
Well, you and I can see them here.
Do something about this.
It's not my fault, Owen. Trying to coach football.
He's bigger than football.
What would you say if I told you it doesn't have to be this way? What would you be prepared to do? I'm asking you right now to stand up and make a decision to change, to forgive, to be forgiven. That's how much God loves you.
What just happened?
Look at me.
The good book says, without a vision, the people perish.
I say, go give it to him.
How many black players you got?
Not nearly enough.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards. And you ain't.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win on this day, they will!
They call him Touchdown Tony Nathan. He's homegrown right in Birmingham.
This is your moment. This is your time. So you go and take it. You go and take it! This is what happens when God shows up.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show, in a presentation, a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world, television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. So obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices. It just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it. You can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country in that order, and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're thinking about, John, you know, so many people say something needs to be done.
Right.
I mean, everybody probably much will agree with that. Doesn't matter what season of life you're in.
Right.
But they're always looking for someone else to do it.
Sure.
It's amazing. And they'll be critical of people not responding to what they know needs to be done.
It's always been the case.
And it never crosses their mind to think,
that maybe, just maybe,
this man might be you. You think about that.
Yeah.
And I just want to talk to you about that. We want to just have a conversation today because, you know, we're looking for you.
Hmm.
We believe there's a people. We believe there's a person. There's a people. It doesn't take many to stand up. But it takes someone to stand up. And God's word says he looked for a man. He chose one man that people would
thought would be pretty good. And he didn't work out, and God regretted the day that he ever made Saul king of Israel. But as Saul was messing everything up, turning to natural ways to be able to resolve things, no longer abiding with God, just going doing his own thing, God began to look over the face of the earth to find somebody whose heart was after him, who wasn't worried about anything. And he found this young man who was doing what his father asked him to do for the family business. He was out, you know, taking care of the responsibility the family had, you know, your sheep and all that. And he was taking care of those as a shepherd, playing music, just loving God. You know, you can love God. There's, John, I really believe there's somebody right now that's watching that you have, you're like David, you're in love with God, you're ready to do anything God tells you to do, but you'll look around like David looked around and you don't see any possibilities. You have all these people who saying they love God, saying that, and today would say they're Christians, and but their systems and their structures and their mechanisms are nothing but just restrictive. You just won't even flow in that. It doesn't fit in you. Well, you know, David was chosen by God to you know, be the new leader of Israel. It was done privately with a prophet that came by and looked over his brothers, went through all of his brothers, and they thought they were going to be the one because they felt like they were the one. They said, is anybody left?
No.
And he goes, yeah, we got this one guy, you know, we kind of just reject him, but his name is David. And you'll find out when you love God and you're willing to do anything for him, the people who don't love God, who say they do, they won't love you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get under their skin because you're thinking like, well, how does this apply to what God wants us to do? You keep bringing God up, right? And so anyway, Samuel anoints him and then he goes back to work. And all of a sudden, the entire nation, all of Israel, think about it right now, Israel's surrounded. Israel's not Israel that day because they're going like, we ain't going to do that no more. But America's like that right now. I mean, America's, you're looking at crazy things going on. You're looking at threats to our nation, threats to Israel's going on. Israel's going to stand up. The question is, will even America stand up? And so David, you know, the whole nation is terrified. There's a whole national threat coming against Israel. All of their military forces are terrified. They're actually terrified, even though they have whatever their, you know, military equipment was of the day, but they were terrified. The king, the president was scared. You know, the king was scared. The generals were scared and all that. And so David's father tells him, says, listen, your brothers are out there hiding behind a rock.
Mm.
You know, I want you to run up there and give them something to eat, right? And so he goes to his out there where they were on the front lines, but they're all hiding, John. They were all hiding. They were terrified about what? This is amazing. So many people are trying to live that they never do.
Yeah.
It's not until you're willing to die for something are you willing, ready to live.
That's right.
And you look what people are trying to live for. It's like, what, another television program? You know, one more post on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he goes down there and he sees these big brothers that dogged him out for years. They had all these great ways to be able to do something. He wasn't qualified to do anything. They thought that he's the one that they should have been the leader, not him. And they resented him. He's like, I'm just coming to bring you some food. And they begin to ridicule him. Think about it. They're hiding behind 501c3. They're hiding behind rocks.
Yeah.
And the national threat was a huge threat, and it was being led by a giant named Radical Islam. Named Goliath. This Goliath thing was coming against them with these armies. He was a giant. I think he had like 72 toes. No, he had more toes, you know. About as many toes as Pat.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that. No, so here this threat was coming in. Right? He's just going to bring some bread to his brothers and some cheese or whatever. And they see him. And here they are, cowards hiding behind rocks. And they start criticizing him. And he goes like, what have I even done? Now here's your, take your cheese. Take your crackers.
Here's your bread.
And then he happens to overhear what's going on. And then he heard that the king, the leader, I guess for us it would be like a president,
something like that,
is saying, like, we don't know what to do with ISIS. We're just like, oh my goodness, right? We don't know what to do with the Goliath. And so David is blown away because he knows God. He knows God's in total control. He's over all things. He created everything. He holds everything together. He has a personal relationship, abiding relationship with God. And he's blown away at these people who say they're Christians. I mean, say that they're God's people, and they're hiding behind rocks while God's people are being threatened. Right now, this very day, right this moment, God's people are being threatened. They're being beheaded. They're being crucified. They're being hacked. All these things are taking place. But you know what? Are you hiding behind a rock? Are you hiding behind your tradition and your religion? How about you? Are you a David? Because this is what David heard. David heard, he heard that the U.S. government put out a bulletin. The King Saul put out a bulletin that said, listen, if you will take care of ISIS, you know, if you know what to do with this Goliath, I will let you marry my daughter. That was good back then. And I was like, can I just see your Facebook first? Yeah. Anyway, so, and then you won't have to pay taxes, and nobody will have to pay taxes. And what marrying the daughter meant was you'll be in my lineage. You'll be part of the king's lineage, which is a powerful thing, said at this table. And so David's like, no taxes? I could be, he was so humble, like, I would be part of a king's family? Well, I'll do this. And all of a sudden, the very ones hiding behind the rock, when you finally started to do something, they started criticizing you. Mm. I want to encourage you. You got to stand up. You need to get to like-minded people, and we're looking for you. We are looking for you. Everything that we're doing, we're trying to find you. We want to encourage you. We want to empower you. We want to unite with you. We want to stand with you before God Almighty. And we don't, and your critics, you forget about your critics. They're hiding behind rocks. They're silent. Who cares what they think? Mm. You know, the majority, according to Bridget.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. You know, and so, but to stand during this day. And he said, who is this, who is these people who are not of God coming against the people of God? Who are these uncircumcised Philistines coming against the armies of God? This is not supposed to be, guys. The church is not supposed to be cowering down. We're supposed to be standing up, not militant, not radical, not all that kind of stuff. Just stand up and say something. Mm. And we get back, I'm going to tell you what happened. This, you got to be prepared for this, because immediately they're going to do to you when you stand up what they did to David. And if you go with that, you're going to be hiding behind the rocks like they are. Join us after the break.
Jesus says to love our enemies. We have to love those that oppose us. If you only love those that love you back, what kind of love is that?
There's something special about you. I can see it. You have a gift, and you have to decide what you want to do with it.
I can't. I mean, I play for a team that don't even want me. Anybody like me?
I'd like to have a meeting with your football team. I've seen things. All over the country.
Well, you and I can see them here.
Do something about this.
It's not my fault, Owen. Trying to coach football.
It's bigger than football.
What would you say if I told you it doesn't have to be this way? What would you be prepared to do? I'm asking you right now to stand up and make a decision to change, to forgive, to be forgiven. That's how much God loves you.
Just happened. Look at me. I'm proud of you. Win or lose, you my son.
The good book says, without a vision, the people perish. I say, go give it to them.
How many black players you got?
Not nearly enough.
Why you see that changing?
Because it's time. You know the difference between you and these people? They're cowards. And you ain't.
Nobody out there knows what's happened with this team. But when you win on this day, they will!
They call him Touchdown Tony Nathan. He's homegrown right in Birmingham.
This is your moment. This is your time. So you go and take it. You go and take it.
This is what happens when God shows up.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Think about this. No, I just want to say that Pat has 10 toes.
10?
I heard.
Okay.
I heard he did.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
The day is like today, but it was back in Israel when the whole nation was up under threat. And most people are looking around and they're just saying nothing. Or they're quietly going, I can't stand. It's like, listen, if you're not going to talk about it publicly, I don't want to hear about it privately.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
Spare me.
It's like the person says, you know, if I was there, but I would, he's right here. You want to talk to him?
No.
I was just venting a little bit. Just venting a little bit. And so what happened, David's saw what was going on. He basically, you think about it, somebody who has a heart maybe like you, like David, after God, you're thinking, I believe what God says. I believe he is who he says he is. I believe that Jesus is with me. His spirit dwells with me, and he is looking for a man, and I want to be that man or woman that stands with God.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you take that stand. You have to understand all the people hiding behind rocks waiting for something to happen that they're not going to be involved in, that they're going to take probably credit for when it happens.
Sure.
When you start to stand up, it makes them not look so good. I mean, you think about it. A shepherd boy is coming up there to deliver lunch, and these military might folks are hiding behind rocks, and they're hiding, you know, think about
terror that. Terrorized.
Terror. I mean, you could understand why there would be terror. You saw what we just showed on the program with Israel, what's going on, which is going to be happening in America, is happening in America, but it's just everybody's quiet. They call Christians out in Oregon and begin to shoot them because they're Christian. But where do you see people silent? You see people silent.
Yeah.
See people silent. And they are not responding to what's going on. And it's a dangerous thing. Goliath was threatening, and the armies with Goliath, they were threatening that will Israel even survive this? And their leaders and their military and all their men were hiding out. And so David just stood up. And he said, this is just not right. And then he heard about the benefits that the king would give if you actually stood up. And he says, you know, we got to do this. This is the right thing to do. And so he begins to stand up. And the first thing they do, John, the first thing they do is that Saul, who's hiding, who's terrified, who's trying to send somebody out, but nobody will go.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing Saul does is take his tradition, things that used to work for him, and he starts trying to put them on David. A man after God's own heart, who basically just spends time with being responsible and doing his thing and, you know, making music to God and his heart and all these things. So all of a sudden now he has this like armor on. It just doesn't fit. You know, what are you trying to do? And you got to be careful with this, because you'll look around. Most people have that stuff on them. And you'll look awkward not putting it on. But you have to understand, remember this is important. They're not going to tell you this. If it was working, if what they had on was working, then Goliath wouldn't be threatening the nation. So just treat them nicely. They're important, you know. But don't, you know, do what they say, not what they do. That's what Jesus said, right? And stand up. And David says, and I can't do that, but I can use what I've always used, because I fought the lion and I fought the bear. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Those battles you went through were to train you up to be able to deal with what's taking place in your season of your life. And God is looking for someone to stand up. We have to stand up in this day. And so one man stood up and he said, is there not a cause? Did you just see the Jews being stabbed and hacked? Did we not see the Christians being shot in Oregon? Did we not see the Christians in South Carolina in their church, and this crazy man goes in and begins to shoot them because they're Christian, because they're African-American? I mean, we got to do something. This is we're not wrestling against people and flesh and blood. This is a spirit that's been loosed over this land, and God can defeat the works of the enemy. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. But he's looking for someone to stand up. What happens if David wouldn't have stood up? We're looking for you. We're looking for you. We are desperate. We are going through all the people who are hiding behind rocks, who are looking for another religious thing to do, and we're trying to find you. We're not trying to find somebody who'll stand, not in your own strength,
but in the wisdom and the strength of God to be able to stand up for the church and the kingdom of God to this day. There's so many young people right now that are ready to do something for God, but what they see is a whole bunch of Sauls and older brothers that are just stuck in some tradition and they can't break free from it, and they criticize you when you try to stand up and do something about it. They say, this is awkward. We don't do that. Who cares? What you're doing's not working. It's time to stand up. Mm. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're looking for you. God's looking for you. We got to reach past all that armor and all that tradition to tell you God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You can do what God's put in your heart to do. Today is the day of the new beginning when you can say, you know what? This whole nation may have been segregated, but me as Coach Bear Bryant, like this movie that we've been showing this trailer, he stood up and said, it's going to be different. We're not going to do that no more. We're going to break that right here. We're going to begin to integrate our football teams, and that's just how it's going to be. And he took a stand. He was brave during that time. Now we have to take stands now in America. And I'm telling you, we need you. You're not going to be alone. There are people who think like you, who talk like you, who have a desire to please God. You're not perfect. We're not perfect. But you know what? God's perfect, and we can stand with him. God has given us wisdom. He's given us ways. He's given us relationships. There's people ready for a David to rise up, ready for a Gideon to believe God in his plans, ready for a Josiah who said that he'll leave with great humility, but he'll lead like God said lead. You know, ready for a Jeremiah that will talk to a people that would not even respond, but he will do exactly what God said. And he's looking for David, a man after his own heart, so that he wouldn't have to destroy the land, somebody that would stand in the gap. I mean, you think about it. You're not crazy. You're just looking at a whole bunch of terrified people who don't want to come out behind the rocks. But he's going to realize when David got that rock, he went and got five smooth stones from that river, and he had a slingshot that would swing around. Everybody has all these stories about how fast it goes. But let me tell you something. Unless God's in it, it's not going to work. He went and got what he was already familiar with what actually God taught him in. And I don't care what you learn to do, God wants you to use that for him, not go put on some other kind of thing. He went and got five smooth stones. He put it in a slingshot. He put one stone in. And the very thing that everybody was afraid of, the thing that everybody was terrified of, all the way from the president on down to the generals, on down to the preachers, the pastors, and all the guys. I mean, think about it. Everybody in the whole nation was afraid of Goliath and what he was doing. And he looked at that thing. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine to come against the armies of God? And alone, while the armies are behind the rocks, he runs at the problem, and he's swinging his rock, swinging his one talent. Yeah, I killed the lion. God was with me to kill the lion. God was with me when I killed the bear. What is this issue? And he starts running right towards the problem. If you're going to hide behind things, you're not running towards nothing. God's waiting for us to stand up like Josiah and position ourselves to hear his plans and run directly at the enemy, declaring our victories in the Lord so he can defeat our enemies. He cast that stone out while Goliath is going, you're sending me a dog? I mean, how many people, John, hear one little insult and they go, oh, it was all good to that point. They think I'm a dog, right? And he sat there and he went and he threw that stone, and that stone landed right in the middle of ISIS's head, right in the middle of Goliath's head. And the man that threatened them, the whole threat was over, and their leader fell out, and he took his own sword. David took the own sword of the enemy and cut off the head of Goliath and held it up before him and says, boom, this is it.
It's over.
It was over. It was totally complete. But you know what? The first thing that's listed, John, the first thing that's listed on who people who don't go to heaven are cowards.
That's right.
We've been taught that it's okay to be a coward. Listen, it's not okay. We have to trust God. He says, pick up your cross and follow me. Don't look around. There's a lot of people hiding behind rocks. We need you. We need you to stand. Listen, there's so many things laid out for you. We've been preparing a place for you that we can march together, walk together, not militant, not radical, not religion. Just stand up for God and watch the Lord destroy our enemies. I want to pray for you right now. You got to contact us. You know, call us at 844-40-VFN-TV or go to VFNTV.com and contact us. We're looking for you. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for those that are watching that have the heart of David, God, that you would begin to stir them now, that they wouldn't look to others for identity, but they would look to you and realize it does matter what I do. It does matter that I step out, that you can make a difference, that I can make a difference in God. I can stand up in this day and make a difference, Lord. And I just pray right now for that person, God, that you would stir them, God. And I pray and just bind this religious spirit that would cause people who stood up with for the heart of David to be able to do what you want, that they want to be critical and fault-finding. We just bind that spirit and we say for courage to come over the church. Courage in this day, Father God, that we could stand against the enemy, Lord, while you destroy the enemies of your people, God. Lord God, protect Israel. Save Israel, God. Protect your church. Encourage those who have a heart after you, Lord. Bring us together for a day such as this, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless. Thanks for watching.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.